All right, so I'm here with Mark Wade. I interviewed him a couple years ago, and we spoke about Thrill Bent and how the industry was changing. And during your panel yesterday, you were talking about how your model has changed now to where you guys have an all you can eat, all you can read subscription
right.
model.
Exactly.
And I know that has to do with sustaining and so on, but can you talk a little bit about how you made that change and what you thought about?
Sure. I mean, we were doing okay, but with the model that we had, which is getting free material out there and then getting our fans to, encouraging our fans to download stuff for, you know, a small donation or for a small fee. But we had sort of plateaued out in terms of the number of new visitors we had, and we knew we wanted to launch a bunch of new material, like myself and Barry Kitson doing our sequel to Empire, and some stuff that James Tynan wanted to do, and then some other stuff that's coming up that is in the pipeline by different writers and artists who have a following outside comics, who are really big in comics, like want to do comics, and that just required a little bit of capital, that's all. So we thought about it, and we talked about, well, the idea of the streaming, like Hulu Plus / Netflix model of the streaming subscription, all you can eat, you know, and renewing it every month, and so forth. That made sense to us. It was a bit of a gamble, but it seems to have paid off, especially because we kept the price point low. We talked about what's a fair price for that, given that we're putting at least 4 or 5 comics worth of new material a month up, plus the 300 comics you've already got in the backlog. And the answer was, well, let's make it the cost of one comic. We'll go $3.99, which is basically the price of one basic, you know, standard comic these days, for a month's worth of Thrill Bent, and that seemed like a fair price, and everybody seemed to be happy with it.
Yeah, if someone doesn't know if they like it, anyone can add one more book to their pull list, basically.
Exactly, yeah. Plus, there's still always a few free things up. On, like, their first chapter of everything on Thrill Bent is up for free, and you can always just sample and see if you like it, but for $3.99, it seems like a no-brainer, yeah.
So one other thing I wanted to follow up with you on was, you know, at the time, in 2012, you were pretty much the only professional offering DRM-free comics.
Yeah.
And now there's Panel Syndicate with Brian K. Vaughan,
right.
Image, Dynamite, Boom, Comixology. I think the only holdouts now are the big two, which...
They're really the big two, exactly. Yeah, I mean, and so I'm so proud of that. I always knew that would... I appreciate the fact that there's a lot of people who are fine with everything being on the cloud, and they don't have to own a copy, they don't have to have a download or whatever. But I feel like if you paid money for something, you should have the file. You should be able to access it wherever and whenever you want. And so we push really hard with that. And it was an uphill battle because a lot of people were like, well, that didn't make any sense. What's going to keep them from pirating? And my answer is, nothing's going to keep them from pirating anyway. It takes no time. So if you're going to fight that fight, you'll never win. So just instead, encourage people to pay for to pay you for it, and just give them the best you can give. So yeah.
All right. So my final question is: also, in the past 2 years, you went and opened up a comic book store.
Yeah.
When they're supposedly dying. So
yeah.
How's that been?
It's been okay. It's neither, as I'm fond of saying, it's neither a money tree nor a money pit. It is. It's a great place to sort of curate. I mean, that's where I see the role of comic stores in the future being. Yes, digital is the perfect newsstand, and it gets all the material out there, and everybody gets to see it. But what a great comic store can do is, when you walk in, they can take you and say, okay, what do you like? What else do you want to, you know, if you're looking for something else to read, it's hard to find on the web because there's so much of it. But with the comic store, we can say, okay, what do you like? Why the Last Man? Well, here's something else you might like. Do you like Saga? Well, here's something else you might like. And that, I think they can work hand in hand. We're still looking for the right mix, but it's not a giant growth business, but at the same time, I still think there's going to be an audience for hard copies.
And I think if you're doing it that way, I think you're going to have a good, you know, a good audience and a good bit of customers coming in.
Yeah.
Because the biggest complaint I see with comic shops and why I think they started going in decline is they feel insular to a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
And so if you're just going there and they're like, oh, you don't know what's going on, I'm not going to talk to you, that's one thing. But if you're going to be like an Amazon in person,
yes,
you know.
Then you better be able to talk to them about what it is they want, yeah, and connect them and, like I said, curate the material. Give them a direction to go, because there's nothing more frustrating. It's like if I walked into a model train store tomorrow, I wouldn't know where to start so I would need some guidance, and there's nothing wrong with that for comics as well.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule, and good luck tonight at the Harveys
or the Sagas. We call them the Sagas, but thank you. All right.
Thanks.
All right.